are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALIE. You know, we have a website. Our new website is up. I'm still working on it. Still under construction. I'm having people help us out with it. Want to kind of get some videos and tutorials and things like that. But, of course, the email function still works, so I'm getting many of your messages. Here's a couple that I think I want to address today. One says, Doctor, how do you feel about online doctors? My work offers a program where I could see a doctor, or I could get doctor advice online. He goes into what he saw and what he had done, et cetera, and I don't want to go into that. But very quickly, he wants me to talk about having the doctor talk to you online. All right, how do I feel about that? I do. I have an opinion, so I want to talk about that. Another one, Dahlia, I think I'm being slandered with online ratings. I'm an internist, and I receive every few months ads to stop negative online reviews. Do these work? Okay, we need to talk about that, especially since Fox News has a headline saying only 25% of you are looking up your doctor online. Right? I mean, and the media is kind of insinuating you need to go to these online reviews. And there's a problem there with that. Doctor, what's the best thing out there for teenage acne? So, you know, your questions are pretty good. I mean, there's a lot of things I want to talk about today in medical news. Apparently there's a saliva test to look for depression. I guess there's an app that I guess helps you figure out if you have an STD and helps you share the results without it being awkward. It's kind of interesting. Okay, we need to talk about that. A mother-in-law who was up in heaven sent her son-in-law back from heaven to life. Got to talk about that. So as you can see, we kind of have an extremely busy day. So let's just get cracking. Of course, any medical questions or comments that you may have, call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-362-3254. This first question about having a doctor take care of you online. I've heard of this. One of my patients recently said this happened to him where it was on a Sunday, and I guess through his job, there's a link where you could have an online doctor. And he called the doctor, and the doctor actually prescribed a medication. I think he had to pay a $30 copay, just like he pays to see a medical provider in real time, in real life. And he was diagnosed over the phone with a bladder infection. Now, I think the doctor was right. He was having a lot of trouble urinating. He was feeling very, very crappy. He was starting to get feverish, some abdominal pain. So she wrote him a sulfa antibiotic. He was able to fill it. He purchased it. He filled it. And he feels better. Okay? So now he comes into the office. All right, Dahlia, so I had a bladder infection. Now, if you are a man that has a bladder infection, I need to send you to a urologist and be worked up. Women can have bladder infections once in a blue moon, and we don't seem to panic or think it as odd as a male because the anatomy is a little different. It's a lot easier for a female to get some fecal bacteria up into other orifices as opposed to a male. Males, there's a pretty long route and tunnel, so it's very rare. But he's diabetic, so I can understand how he's a little bit more, shall we say, vulnerable. But see, here's the problem. Okay, he already took the antibiotic. I do a urine test to see if he's clear. He could be negative. Why? Because he took the antibiotics? Or maybe the online doctor was wrong. Maybe he never had a bladder infection. So now he is going to be facing possibly a multi-hundred or thousand-dollar workup by a urologist when we never really had a true diagnosis. So you see, here's the thing. I think it's really, really cool that you could access a doctor, same copay, and be able to get some sort of advice, but nobody did a gosh darn urine test because it was online. So now he's going to probably go to the doctor with my negative urine culture, and the doctor's like, well, what the hell is this? Did you have an infection or not? Yeah, I think I did. Well, then if you think you did, we now need to work you up. But then will the insurance company even allow the urologist to work him up when there's no proof he had a bladder infection to begin with? So if I had to critique you seeing a doctor not in person and online, we don't have the proof we need to take the next step. A woman getting a bladder infection, if you don't have one all the time, we could maybe let it go. Keep an eye on it. Make sure the blood isn't an issue. Make sure there's a follow-up. We could probably get away with you not seeing a urologist if it's a woman with a bladder infection. Now, God forbid you start having 4 or 5 a year. Something's going on. We should get that checked out. Maybe there are 2 bladder infections. Maybe it's interstitial cystitis. Maybe you have stone issues, ulcerations, a variety of things. Tumor, you know, so multiple infections we need to investigate in a woman. But males, I was taught first time out, you need to get in with a urologist. So at this point, I'm going to be sending him to a urologist with absolutely no proof that he had a bladder infection. Now, that's fine. If we as a medical community are okay with that, starting to work people up without true diagnoses, that's fine. But I thought we're trying to save money on health care. If this man never had a bladder infection, we could now be saving him and his insurance company money on going to the urologist. So, you know, when can a doctor take care of you online and over the phone, and when can't they? Now, for years, doctors have been giving free services online. Really, you think you have an infection? I'll call you in an antibiotic. Oh, really, your fever's up? Do this. Call me in an hour. I mean, I was doing medicine 24 hours over the phone for free all the time. Until doctors started to get sued pretty badly in the early, 2000, late 1990s, and we realized we probably need to actually touch the patient. We probably actually need to look at the patient. Maybe this quote-unquote spider bite by the eye is really not a spider bite, but actually shingles that could infect the eye. You know, I mean, maybe we need to not take the patient's word for it and actually examine. I told you, a lawyer called me up on after hours, said I got bit by a spider, call me in an antibiotic. And I'm like, wow, okay, I guess I will. It's in the middle of the night or whatever. I'm like, okay, fine, I'll call you in some, Keflex, whatever. Alright, Keflex, fine. Okay, then I stop for a second, I go back and go, wait a second, are you allergic to anything? Oh, I'm allergic to penicillin. Okay, well then I probably don't want to call him in, that. Then I'm like, you really got bit? Yeah, 5 times. I'm like, send me a picture. He had shingles. That could have possibly made him go blind in the eye. All right, let's talk about this. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who works the dials and listens to my show day in and day out, hour after hour, day after day, week after week, year after year. I don't know how he does it. I really don't. You think suicide rates are high for dentists and doctors? Imagine radio engineers. Anyway, okay, so, you know, you could call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we're talking about when can an online doctor or an over-the-phone doctor be good enough? Okay. Some of you will say, I really don't even have to call, you know, a doctor. I got my mom. I got to be honest. My mom is still probably one of the best doctors I've ever had. I can't stand calling her because before she gives me any of her advice, she throws in an I told you so, right? Or she blames, you know, my husband for something. So I don't really like to call her because it's not objective. You have nicer conversations with your doctors than you do your family members, if you notice. But, you know, what's the difference between calling a doctor on the line or calling your mother? Well, still, you know, calling a medical provider, you're getting more out of it. It's just the big problem we're having is if there's no concrete tests, what happens if you need to be referred out? Like now I have a man with a bladder infection. I have a patient that wrote me a few weeks ago. I wrote them back already, but they said, doctor, I have a cough for 6 weeks. Should I see a doctor or is this viral bronchitis and will it go away on its own? All right, so if they're calling me, now some of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia, here you are giving advice over the internet. I am, but I'm not charging for it. I'm not charging you guys. I should. Gosh, I should charge you guys for this. I know, I'm an idiot when it comes to business. And I always tell you to go see your doctor anyway. If you ever read my emails, it's like, oh, thank you for writing the Dr. Dahlia show. That's so nice. It's nice to know that one person listens. So it always says something like that. There's always a little smiley face in there. I then give you a slew of a differential. Well, your cough. It could be allergies. It could be asthma. It could be acid reflux. It could be a tumor. It could be tuberculosis. So I scare the hell out of you in these emails. Then I tell you to go see your friendly doctor. So, you're getting one hell of a tutorial whenever you write me, as long as I'm in the mood and I have time and I didn't take an Ambien or something before I answered you. Sometimes you guys will notice the emails will just kind of go off and then kind of end like zzz. That's probably because there was some Ambien. Anyway. I have an old Ambien prescription from 2002 I've never thrown out. What I'm doing is I'm watching to see, like, if the pills start to turn yellow. I'm kind of doing an experiment on old pharmaceuticals, like that military study, where these pills can last 30 years. Yeah, I'm doing a study, right, to see if our pills turn green, if they change taste, potency, et cetera. That's going to be kind of cool. So I have all these old pharmaceuticals. My husband's like, what's this old, you know, yeast infection cream for? You're not going to use this, are you? Like, no, I'm going to put it on your cupcake for your birthday. No, of course not. Anyway, so I have a cough for 6 weeks. Should I see a doctor or is it bronchitis? So somebody calls an online doctor. Now, remember, these online doctors are chosen because they're good. Okay, they're good. I mean, these aren't people that couldn't get a job, and so they're doing, you know, some sort of, whatever they could do, nickel and dime type. No, I mean, these are board certified, licensed doctors in good standing, because the company has to protect themselves. But what the hell is a doctor gonna do over the phone? Right? With the exception of telling you, you might want to go and get this checked out. You've had a cough for 6 weeks. Okay? Now, they could maybe over the phone decide if it's GERD, acid reflux. They could maybe over the phone figure out if there could be some asthma going on. They could maybe figure out if you need an antibiotic, etc. Okay? Maybe they could give you an antibiotic like this one group can do. And then you go in and if it doesn't get better, get an x-ray. So yeah, there is some value to it. But I hate this multi-step approach. It kind of bothers me, okay? I mean, I'm supposed to see you. I'm supposed to touch you. You know, when I was in medical school, they really got mad at us because we weren't touching the patients. I come from a family where you really didn't touch each other. I told you guys that, okay? We really didn't hug. We really didn't kiss. You know, it was, I told you, you know, whenever I, you know, had my period or anything, you know, my father maybe, you know, sleep in a motel room. I mean, we really don't come from a very warm family. I probably only hugged my brother once he was an adult, and still it's awkward. You know, we'll hug each other, you know, and he's like, you know, your boobs are lopsided. I'm like, I know. You know, he's like, hug me, like just do the, you know, I mean, you know, it's awkward. Me and my sister, we just aren't a very huggy. So here I am, and we're rotating through a VA, And we were one of the VAs up in Reno, and I love veterans, especially World War II veterans. I mean, now I hug them, and I'll sit on their lap. I love our veterans, and these World War II veterans were real spunky sons of guns. And so here I am, a very meek medical student, right? Of course, dressed up in a mini skirt because I was trying to find a husband at the time, right? And they're telling me to go right up to these older men who I've never met. Now, mind you, some of them weren't veterans. The veterans I felt really comfortable with because I know, you know, they if they could bounce a quarter on a bed, they got the control. They have the control. All right. And I stopped wearing the mini skirts fast, trust me, because you have to shave your legs. And when you do a 36-hour shift, trust me, you need to reshave. And, you know, anyway, long story short, very awkward for a lot of us students to go up, even the male students, to go up into another man's face. It was very, very difficult. Even another woman going up, getting up into the eye and inside the, oh my gosh. And I couldn't do it. It was very, very difficult. And I had to over, I know a lot of you guys think I'm a hoochie mama, but no, I really had a lot of trouble getting into people's spaces and the touching and all that. But our school, our medical school made us overcome that fear where now, I mean, anytime a patient comes in, I'm putting my hand on them. I don't care if they're sweaty, if they're pussy, if they're drippy, if they cough their gum into my hand. I am so comfortable now with bodily fluids. You have to be in the way to have a kid. Okay, and now I got these two pubertal kids running around the house. Mom, I think I need a razor. So, you know what? As far as I'm concerned, I'm so inundated right now. It's all good. It's all cool. So you got somebody coughing. I want to see the mucus. I love it when you guys come in and you huck a loogie for me. It is, I mean, it just makes my day easier. Now, I have to admit, sometimes I do get nauseated and I can't look at it. But I got to tell you, I could diagnose by looking sometimes at what you're coughing up. Okay, and if I see blood streaks, you know, so there may be some things that you don't talk to the online doctor about. So my advice to you for the whole online doctor thing is take it with a grain of salt. Realize that you're not getting 100% visit. And realize that anything that you discuss should be followed up with somebody who could touch and dissect and evaluate and test. Okay? Even if it's what you think is a simple bronchitis. I can't tell you how many simple bronchitises was either a diabetic ketoacidosis, a lung tumor, an esophageal cancer, a thyroid cancer, base of the tongue mass. And I don't want to scare you guys, but this is why you come and see me. And you don't see somebody that's only been trained. I mean, why we don't have online courses for doctors. You want to see somebody who's hopefully seen it all. And I haven't seen it all. I wish I could say I have. I haven't seen it all. There's still so much I haven't seen. I wish I could spend a year or two in Africa, right, and see, you know, all the different diseases and say in, you know, the Amazon rainforest in Brazil and look at the, and, you know, just learn so much stuff that I haven't learned. I wish I could. But, just realize you can't just see online doctors and be confident that you're in good health. Now, let's go to the subject about this internist. For those who are joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have an internist who's been, he says, slandered with online ratings. I think it's even considered libel at times. All right, and then he receives these ads to stop negative online reviews. See, that happened to me. This is why I am so suspicious of these. Somebody, every now and then I get a company that says, Ann wrote this about you. And I'm like, Ann wrote it, huh? You need our services. I'm really, really, were you Ann? Were you the one that did that? All right. You know, it's very, very interesting. Okay. Because what a lot of them can do is they can look at one review and just build up on it. And some of these reviews that can also be fake are, oh yeah, I agree with the person two reviews down that Dr. Smith did X, Y, and Z. You've got to be so careful. So we'll talk about this Fox News headline, how the majority of people do not utilize or take advantage of those. Maybe it's because a lot of them are fake. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, maybe what's good about our capitalistic society, which is, I don't think there's a lot bad to it, but, you know, one thing that's good is you have choice. You get to choose, okay? The idea of customer is always right was something that I learned very, very early on. You know, my father would teach me that. You know, customer would complain. He would go to fix an appliance. Right? They didn't like something. Okay, oh, the customer always right. I have to go back. I got to go fix it. And I go, do it right the first time. I didn't do it right. It's just the customer says something. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, but I have to go back. All right, but, you know, he taught me early on that even if the customer is wrong, the customer is always right. And that's because that was what that generation was taught. Okay? And so same thing with doctors. There should be no reason why you guys go to a bad doctor. There should be no bad doctors. There really shouldn't be. And for those of you who think that we doctors aren't governed or watched, we are watched. We always have to report to agencies and making sure we're doing things right. Like, for example, I do disability exams for the state. There's an agency that oversees that and wants to see the reports. I can't just, you know, say, oh, this person is disabled. Here's the... No. I mean, you know, there's checks and balances. There's ways for people to complain. And I think it's good for people to have a way to complain. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of ways for doctors to complain. If they have problems with insurance companies not paying us or issues with Medicare or Medicaid, there's really nobody for us to complain to. And that really, really stinks, and it's one-sided. But, you know, you as a consumer, there are places you could go to complain, which is nice. Better Business Bureau, phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. And you're being able to have a choice, being able to, let other people know that a place made you sick or somebody hurt you is a very, very powerful tool. And it's a liberty that we have, and we're really, really grateful for having those liberties. The problem is whenever you have something good, there's people out there that make it bad and then eventually make something worthless, right? Like when the first Pet Rock came out, oh my gosh, it was wonderful. Once everybody got involved and everybody got their hands on it, Pet Rocks were kind of worthless because everybody had one. It was kind of overdone. So that's unfortunately what's happening. So I'll have patients come in, they don't have their insurance, and we have like a $50 cash rate, and they'll want their narcotics. And they were getting 120 narcotics from their other doctors prior to them losing insurance. Well, I'm not a narcotic Pez dispenser. I don't like to write narcotics. I'm not very comfortable with long-term narcotics. If somebody has chronic back pain, how do I know they don't have chronic back pain from metastatic prostate cancer versus degenerative disc disease versus a herniated disc? I mean, I just don't believe in chronically giving pain medicine without you being under the, shall we say, under the supervision of a pain doctor. That's why we have pain doctors. There's people that need chronic pain medicine, but there's an art to pain medicines. So they'll come to me, and because I offer, I guess, a cheaper cash pay visit, people will come to me, and then they'll demand certain things. Okay? Well, give me my cholesterol medicine without checking my liver. And I'm like, look, you know, I still have to practice medicine appropriately. All right? I still can't give you something that could hurt your liver. I could give you emergency medicines, but these are things you need to do. So they get mad. And they go, well, I'll call the news station. Or I'll go to Better Business Bureau. I'll go whatever. My answer to all of them is, please do. All right? But be truthful. All right? I mean, you know, tell them I didn't want to practice half-assed medicine. Please tell the Better Business Bureau that you wanted me to shell out 120 narcotics. Okay, without knowing what your liver function is, without advising you to, you know, have some sort of supervision of your pain medication, and that I only limit my narcotics in my office to 30 pills, please do. But that, they don't do that. They're going to go and say, oh my gosh, she was mean, she, you know, cussed at me, she called my mother a coward, or they'll come up with whatever, and they won't come up with the truth. So after a while, we started to realize that people were kind of using these as a weapon to get their way. All right. One of my patients said with a lot of pride that he had threatened his other doctor with getting News 3 involved. Now, News 3, a really awesome TV station, has a way for you to complain about, I guess, I think neighbors leaving their animals outside in the sun and things like that. And they do a lot of good. News 3 does a lot of good. All right. But people have, I guess, assumed that they could use a TV station to threaten places of employment to do what they want. And so what happened is this person wanted a year prescription of something, and they said they got their other doctor to do it because they threatened that they would get News 3. Please! I would love the media attention. Get the camera over here so I could tell them how dangerous it is for you to get medication for a year, helter-skelter. Now, there was a doctor that recently got sued. very, very sad case for everybody involved. There was a patient who had an upper endoscopy and was normal, was having acid reflux. So he had that scope that looked down into the stomach. Okay. GI doctor said he was good. So the patient, I think they were having, I'm not really sure what's going on with the insurance, but they went to their primary care doctor and asked the doctor to give them a year prescription of their antacid. Okay. Well, the doctor obliged. Okay, apparently it's cheaper for them to go get the prescriptions. You guys have heard this story before. You know, cheaper to get the prescriptions here. So she did that. Okay, well, the patient didn't come back for routine checks because they got their prescription. A lot of people, you know, don't go back to the doctor until their prescription runs out. So they come back a year later going, I need more. So the doctor's like, really? You need more? Let's get you back in with the gastroenterologist because if you're still having heartburn, that could be an issue. Okay, I'm not sure if she checked the heart and did all that. I'm not really sure too much of the details. But what I do know is when she sent the doctor, the patient back to the GI doctor finds esophageal cancer. Okay, and then they go through treatment, etc. I think there was a bad outcome for the patient. Doctor got sued for a multi-million dollar case. Now, I know some of you are, you know, that you can't stand it when I talk to you about doctors getting sued and what they get sued for because, you know, you think I'm asking, you know, for your sympathy. I'm not asking for your sympathy. I want you aware, okay, when we doctors hear that giving a year-long prescription is what could have possibly caused us to be sued or you to not get treatment because you did it on your own follow-up, and then you end up dying, we don't want to write year-long prescriptions. Oh, you're going to get mad. You're going to threaten to get TV involved. You're going to threaten to get the Better Business Bureau involved. You're going to try to threaten that, you know, but, I, you know, look, we doctors, we deal with threats all the time. Okay, all it is about threats. We are threatened all the time. What we are going to put first is going to be your health. If we don't think it's wise for you to be popping antacids for a year, unless we are given specific instructions by the specialist to do that, I would rather deal with whatever other threat you want to give me as long as I know you're still going to be alive. And I am going to choose that time and time again. All right? Asthma medications. Some of you guys are taking inhaled steroids year round. Some of you have been on Advair, Symbicort for years. Now, they're great drugs. They work. They help maintain your asthma. But for years, you're taking inhaled steroids. Have you checked in with your doctor on that? Have you checked in with a specialist? Do you know how your asthma's doing? Have you talked about maybe steroid holidays and maybe decreasing your asthma so you don't have to continually take these types of medications? Are you checking in with your dentist because the steroid could hurt your teeth? Are you checking your bones? I mean, are you? No. It's cheaper for me to get my year prescription. If my doctor doesn't give it to me, I'm going to go online and rip him a new one. I mean, you know, let us do our job for crying out loud. We're not getting rich on you. I think that fact has already been established. Let us do our jobs. So there are companies out there that will solicit you saying they could fix the bad reviews you're getting. Know that these online review sites are probably all now muddled with, you know, people putting good ones on there for you because you hired them versus people just mad at you. You see? Don't go away. We'll be right back. Let's get to some medical headlines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Snacking on some cranberries. Sorry about that. I gotta finish swallowing them. I thought I could chew fast enough before the break was over. All right, guys, welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you have been asking me about acne. You know, you got a teenager, they're eating junk food. So they're eating junk food and they're getting acne. And, you know, remember, there's no studies saying chocolate causes acne. Junk food causes acne. All right. There's really no studies to that. Okay? There's also no studies out there saying you have to wash your face rigorously. Okay? Washing your face rigorously could be an issue. Remember I talked about washing your hair? You're not really supposed to be washing your hair every single day. If you put a lot of products into it, that's one thing, to wash off the products. But your body makes certain oils, and they're supposed to be protective. Okay? Also, some of the skin that seems to, shall we say, shed, and as skin cells die, sometimes those could also provide protective barriers. Remember, your skin is extremely, extremely protective. Okay? Many of you have seen how certain times skin just dries out. And when it dries out, you can lose a lot of moisture. Your skin is the largest organ in your body. And to me, it's one of the most fascinating organs and most abused organs, too. So what do you do with your teenager if they start to have a lot of acne? Go see a dermatologist. Exactly. Yeah, go see the dermatologist. I think the dermatologist is great. But what I would recommend is making sure that when they wash their face, they're not, ripping their face to bits, washing it. You want to get rid of the oils. You want to get rid of the dirt. You want to make sure that the pores are open. All right? And one technique I had learned back in the 80s, which is really kind of nice, are those, after you wash your face, you kind of put your face over some steam. Nothing too hot, but some steam just to kind of help open the pores and get some circulation. I think it's wonderful. I think circulation definitely helps, which is why a lot of women will tell you they love getting facials, because when they get dermabrasion or derm suction or some sort of massage of the face, it increases circulation. Okay? You want to make sure things are flowing. Things are always, I don't want to use the word volatile or liquid or something, but you don't want things stagnant when it comes to your face. So old makeup, old dirt, old dead skin will harbor the bacteria and cause the acne. Now, there's various forms of acne we've talked about, stage 1, 2, and 3. You could have the little superficial comedomes, and then you get the deeper blackheads, and then you got the cystic acne. And there's various types of acne, and many of you will notice that there's different treatments for each. One of you had gone to a dermatologist, this was like a couple years ago, with your son, and your doctor, the dermatologist, sat there and basically popped his zits, and you thought, that's not what's supposed to happen, you're not supposed to touch him. Here's the thing when it comes to face and acne. We don't want kids getting their dirty nails up and in their face, picking at it, causing scarring, spreading more of the bacteria, spreading more of the infection, etc. However, many dermatologists will, under sterile technique, use comedone extractors. They're these little tiny tools that they can use to press on the whitehead acne to release some of the pus. They clean it away with alcohol, and they try and sterilely clean out some of those lesions, okay? Those are certain things. We don't want you sticking needles in your face and you trying to take blades and open up abscess. No, that's not what you should do. If you have any painful acne, see your doctor for it. A lot of concern about antibiotics, and should your child be on antibiotics? I don't want my child on chronic antibiotics. Okay? I understand that it's hormonal. I also understand that some of the bacteria underneath can get trapped, and sometimes antibiotics may be necessary for some big cystic acne, but, a once in a while treatment of some antibiotics is fine, but putting kids on chronic antibiotics, I don't think helps in the long run, and I think it could hurt antibiotic resistance wise. Now, one of the things that I discovered later in life in medical school, which I wish I knew back in the 80s as a teenager, are some of these dermabrasion or glycolic acid peels or salicylic acid peels really seem to help prevent acne. And the reason why they do is because they're getting rid of the layer and the dirt and the cover that could harbor the bacteria and keep things open. You know, many people will say, well, I can't do the dermabrasion because then my pimples look bigger the next day. Well, they look bigger because you took off that layer of dead skin, and so now they're able to come out, open up, etc. So what I recommend for any of your kids, depending on their stage of acne, is to make sure you get on it early before it starts to spread and scar. And then they need Accutane, which could come with risk factors in and of itself. So my recommendation is make sure they clean their face. Okay, they should be cleaning their face in the shower in the morning, and they should then clean their face at night before they go to bed. Not a heavy scrub, just soap and water. Make sure they're clean. Okay, I mean, it blows my mind how people will clean their underarms. They'll maybe even clean their belly button. There's some of you that actually remember to clean your belly button. Thank you for that. All right, but, you know, you just don't touch the face. You don't know. You could touch your face. I know you're afraid of getting soap in your eyes. So, you know, use one of these cleansers, these acne cleansers. I even like the ones that have the little, it feels like little rocks. The reason why that does that is it's kind of like a dermabrasion in a way, very, very a milder form, where it just kind of helps exfoliate. Again, I wouldn't say use that scrub every day. Okay, unless, of course, you had a very, very sweaty workout, etc. But I would probably say at least once a week use one of those scrubs. The rest of the week use good soap and water. Keep it clean. And then go for regular checkups with your dermatologist. Some of the medicine the dermatologist will use is a little bit stronger than the over-the-counter where you have the benzamycin, or the benzoyl peroxide is kind of an astringent, is a drying agent, whereas like a benzamycin gel that has the antibiotic in it, sometimes there's like some topical antibiotics like cleocin, erythromycin, etc. Some of the larger ones, they may have to kind of open up for you. Okay, if they sit there and fester, etc. But the biggest mistake a lot of kids do is they don't clean their face or they try to do the cover-up. And putting the cover-up does seem to make it worse. You know, there's been a lot of talk about, well, you need your hair off your face because the hair could cause you to sweat. You know, I really let the kids have their bangs. You know, I'm not worried about the bangs. Make sure the hair is clean. But if the kid wants to have bangs to cover up the acne, I'm totally fine with that. I noticed that a lot of the hairstyles now, the hair completely covers the face, and sometimes you could see your kid's eye, right? They'll be looking at the teacher with only one eye. You know, if they're having trouble in school, no, you got to cut their hair. But if they're doing okay with school, remember, we talked about how some kids are starting to have headaches and eye problems because they're only using one eye, the one eye not covered by the hair. Yeah, let's just say, just make sure they could see, okay? Get the hair away from the eyes. Be careful of a lot of these chemicals and a lot of these fragrances on acne because some of them could cause you to react because of the perfumes and the allergic component of it. You got to be careful with those. And so I wouldn't use anything perfumey. A lot of these cosmeceuticals smell nice. Like, I love the smell of my makeup. My makeup smells so good, and they do that on purpose so you're happy using it, and you feel better when you use it. But the problem is those things can also make you break out. Teach your daughters to do the light makeup. Okay? Remember, a lot of eye makeup can fall into the eye, especially glitter. Now everybody glitters and mascaras. That could get into the eye and cause cornea issues, hypersensitivity reactions. But teach your kids how to do light makeup, avoiding the eye. Try to avoid acne areas. You don't always have to have foundation, and that'll also help with acne too. And a healthy diet. The reason why we say junk food causes acne is because if they don't eat a healthy diet, that could cause them to be a little bit more vulnerable. So just urge healthy diet as well. Hope that helps. Don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.